It's just fun being able to open, but what's really fun about it is the comments that I hear before I open. Now, people are talking to me before the service, and Sue looked at me today and she says, what are you going to open from this morning from that psalm? The section in Psalm 78 that we read today, there's about 25 verses, and she said, what are you going to use from there? Oh, well, she told Royal, I guess, well, she'll probably open from tomorrow's psalm or yesterday's psalm. Nope! I found something in that reading today. Psalm 78, verses 52 and 53. It says, but he led his own people like a flock of sheep, guiding them safely through the wilderness. He kept them safe so they were not afraid, but the sea covered their enemies. Wow. The psalm is all about what happened before the children of Israel went into the wilderness, before they went over to Egypt. How interesting how God can take care of his people. Matthew Henry says, God made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them through the wilderness as a shepherd his flock with all care and tenderness. Thus the true Joshua, even Jesus, brings his church out of the wilderness, but no earthly Canaan, no worldly advantages should make us forget that the church is in the wilderness while in this world. How many will attest to that? Are we in the wilderness while we're in this world? Amen. There's confusion. There's enemies. There's things that bang against our souls to try to wear us down. So we are in the wilderness, but our Jesus, our leader, is with us in the wilderness. And that there remaineth a far more glorious rest for the people of God. And it's interesting. I wrote in my Bible on the side of these scriptures, I wrote hope. These scriptures give us hope. Just as God was in history with his people, so also is he today with us to guide us and lead us if we will turn to him. And that's what the psalm is all about, a people who are rebellious that don't turn to him. The Egyptians and the judgment he brought on the Egyptians, because God finally got angry. He got angry and he did not like what was going on to his people, and his people turned to him, and then he led them out. But during that time of leading out, and while as God is with us today in our wilderness right here in 2012, we need to look to him and keep our eyes fixed on him and not take our eyes off of him. But we need to take his hand. When the going gets tough, reach up in the spirit. Just reach up and take his hand, because he's there for us. And if we look at him and look into his face, if we look at him in the spirit, we will see he is smiling at us. Amen. God loves it when his people turn to him. And so it says in the message, then he led his people out like sheep, took his flock safely through the wilderness. He took good care of them. They had nothing to fear. The sea took care of their enemies for good. Amen. Amen. Keep our eyes fixed on him, and God will give us the victory. He is the words and the music, isn't he, huh?
Yes.
Let's say this verse together, and then let's sing that song. Let's do it from the message. It says it can slide. Let's stand and say it. Then he led his people out like sheep, took his flock safely through the wilderness. He took good care of them. They had nothing to fear. The sea took care of their enemies for good. He is the word.